share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. April is Financial Literacy Awareness Month. Here's Terry D.
Many households are still recovering from the economic impact of the pandemic. Creating a spending plan and identifying priorities is a good first step, advises Todd Christensen with the nonprofit MoneyFit Financial. If you are considering buying a car or house or taking a vacation, he notes a budget is about more than dollars and cents.
Whatever it is that motivates you, set a purpose, is number one. Number two is not to start adding income. That's usually where people start, but you've got to prioritize expenses. If you don't prioritize them, you will inevitably have to start eliminating expenses anyway, and you'll go with your emotions rather than with the rational part of your brain.
Christensen sees cash, credit cards, and the popular Buy Now, Pay Later apps as convenient tools that consumers often misuse. It is this convenience that prompts human nature to kick in and encourage overspending. He suggests having two checking accounts, one for automatic bill payment, another for fund purchases, and a savings account for long and short-term goals. Christensen supports teaching kids good money management habits before they earn spending cash as teens by mowing lawns, babysitting, or doing chores. If they are not taught how to take care of small amounts of money as early as possible, he cautions, they will be terrible with larger amounts as adults.
That's Terry D. reporting for Public News Service. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see plenty of clouds today, and there will be that chance for showers and a few storms. Highs of the lower 60s and a south to southeast wind. Storm chances greater tonight, lower 50s. Watch out for severe weather possibilities for Monday afternoon and Monday night. Currently 49 degrees.
Ooh, ma.
What was that?
That is business phone bliss with the Ooma Cloud phone system. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On April 22nd, in the Wisconsin State Senate, something happened that you don't see too often. A high-profile bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. The Republican-controlled chamber voted 32-1 to extend Medicaid coverage for new moms from 60 days to 12 months. Wisconsin is one of only two U.S. states that has not already extended this critical postpartum coverage. So with that kind of support, you'd expect the bill to pass, right? Well, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has repeatedly blocked this legislation from coming up for a vote. Several Republican state representatives have been speaking out on this, urging Voss to change his tune, but he has not yet budged. It's time for Voss to end this charade and allow this bill to come up for a vote. If he's opposed, he can still vote against it. But one person should not block a bill that has already been supported by the majority of his own party. Let the people vote, Mr. Speaker.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz joins me in the guest host seat. We dig into Judge Hannah Dugan's arrest. What is going on here?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The music of the stars on the air till high noon Central Time. I'm your host, Lou Regani, and you're the best audience anywhere. Because you get it, see? The end of April, and a few thoughts along that way. Say one from Robert Frost. I like this. April and Frost seem to go together, especially this year. But here's the quote. The sun was warm, but the wind was chill. You know how it is with an April day, when the sun is out and the wind is still. You're 1 month old, and it's the middle of May. The song. That's all. No, that's the title.
For flames and love have lived such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April, and I'll smile.
Don Ray, Gene DePaul wrote that with Julie London.
Last April, where did you go? Like winter snow, I saw you vanish. Lost April, so soft and warm, a memory not even time can banish. Lost April, that taught me this. A single kiss could lead to heaven, but April had numbered days. So when they passed, love couldn't last. I lost love and you and April too. Love couldn't last. I lost love and you and April too.
George Shearing, Emil Newman wrote that, and the music of the stars, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Matt Monroe, next up.
I'm a fool for April, yes, I'm an April fool. Not for just one day a year, but every time she's near. I'm controlled by April, I'm called the April Fool. Love her more than I can say, her every wish I'll obey. I love her more than a bee could love a flower. I feel like I'm caught in an April shower. I'm content if April will let me stay her fool. She'll be glad that she has found an April fool the whole year round. I'm a fool for April, yes, I'm an April fool. I feel like I'm caught in an April shower. I'm content if April will let me stay her fool. She'll be glad that she has found an April fool the whole year round. I'm a fool for April, yes, I'm an April. Yes, I'm an April fool. I'm an April fool.
Kind of a jaunty song, if you're the fool. How'd that all start, anyway? April the 1st. Holiday to trick people. Nobody really knows, I guess, but there's some legends, and I thought, pass it along. In the 1500s in France, right? You know, the Hunchback of Notre Dame and all that? Something to do with the Gregorian calendar. See, the French used the Julian calendar earlier. And the spring equinox, well, that's near, if not on, April 1st. But then under the Gregorian calendar, our New Year's is January 1st. Well, the French weren't aware of that, the legend goes. So they continued celebrating the New Year around April 1st. Well, they were apportioned as April Fools, the story goes. Anyway, the Americans grabbed it on a couple of centuries ago. Anything to have fun on that chilly month of April. Pat Boone made a blockbuster movie along with Shirley Jones. In 1957. Threshold of summer, huh? I'll take it. Well, it wasn't just Pat Boone, it was Shirley, too. 1957, when Pat Boone played, get this, an ex-con.
Shines for you, April love. is of the seven wonders.
One little kiss can tell you this is true.
Sometimes an April day.
Sometimes an April day will suddenly bring showers, rain to grow the flowers
for her first bouquet. But April love can slip right through your fingers. So if she's the one, don't let her run away.
Your sister sure is a good dancer. You are too.
Thanks.
What I meant was...
You don't have to explain.
You know something? You're a good sport. Thanks for the ride. Coming over tomorrow to help with the jalopy?
Afraid I'll be busy. Good night.
Pat Boone, Shirley Jones.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone, where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content you loved me once in April. Your lips were warm and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow, for I remember April and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes, for flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll
Oh, we had that last week. The sound cut off. I thought they'd fixed it. I'm sure they did. This is static electricity. There's a little engineering talk there for you. Oh, here's Norman Luboff with April in Portugal. Remember that? You remember the melody, you don't remember the words. That's because there aren't any. Luboff from Chicago, Illinois.
I'm
Norman Luboff from Chicago and his great chorus. Most of the people were from the Midwest. I met Luboff once in Kenosha at the University of Wisconsin Parkside. I still remember that. And the warnings do not record. Well, the house was full. It was at the Communication Arts Theater there. I have a Luboff story for you. The great picture, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea for Walt Disney, featured a song by Kirk Douglas. Well, Kirk wasn't much of a singer. Maybe in the shower, things like that. But they hired Norman Luboff to teach him how to sing that one song. A Whale of a Tale. And I found a candid picture of Luboff working on that. It's on the Internet Movie Database for 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Good picture. Great music. Paul Smith's final score for Walt Disney. He retired right after that to raise pecans in Arizona. And the job went to a Kenoshan. Music director for Disney Studios went to Will Schaefer. Music of the Star on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning.
Love is a season within our hearts. We never know when it will come and go. Love is a season, no calendar charts. There is no date for it. You simply wait for it. You wait for it while the summer turns to fall. Wondering, will it never ever come along at all? Then suddenly, like the spring smiling over the hill, love says hello, and there's that warm and wondrous world you can't deny. Though you know that love is a season within your heart that just might suddenly smile and say goodbye. Just might suddenly smile and say goodbye. Love is the season for love. Love, there's a reason for love. It's in your heart. Don't let it say.
Edie Gourmet and Bing Crosby next up from 1940, a forgotten motion picture with a forgotten song. Universal Studios, the picture If I Had My Way. Jimmy Monocle wrote it, though, with Johnny Burke, both buddies of Bing. Here it is on a 78.
I used to think a love song was none of my affair. But one fine spring I heard a certain music in the air. April played the fiddle, and my heart began to dance. And I was so surprised to find my arm around romance. April played the fiddle, and I memorized the tune. And later on, a dream, and I went singing to the moon. Then May began to gossip, and June just winked her eye. And you should have seen the know-it-all expression on July. April played the fiddle, ah, but here's the funny part. I had to pay the fiddler with my one and only heart. Gossip, and June just winked her eye, and you should have seen the know-it-all expression on July. April played the fiddle, ah, but here's the funny part. I had to pay the fiddler with my one.
On the first warm day, on the first warm day in May, I hope you come a calling and bring me a big bouquet. On the first warm night that the moon is shining bright, we won't feel much like talking, so kiss me and hold me tight. Then we'll climb the hill, and there beneath the cherry tree, where all is still, you'll say, marry me, oh, marry, marry me the first warm day. On the first warm day in May, and we'll teach the birds and bees a thing or two. Oh, see how I love you. It's just about time for the trees to bud, the rains to come and the creek to flood. And just about time I confess to you the things I'm busting to do. Hey!
couldn't be done. Can't you hear those bells, those golden bells? I'm a very, very firstborn man.
Music of the Star. This is Bing Crosby's very last record ever.
I watch the seasons come and go, and I have seen them all. The sunshine turning into snow, and the summer into fall. In early spring, when I was young, the song of life was boldly sung. Instead of walking, I would run, and life had begun. The month of May gave way to June, the summer spread its wings. I met a gal, and very soon we thought of other things. The chapel and the wedding tune, the sweet words and the honeymoon, the garden and the bungalow, the blessings would flow. The sylvan splendor of each day reveals a simple truth. Though life is good along the way, we've said goodbye to youth. And like reflections in a glass, we see another season pass, the peaceful calm of autumn days. That's something to praise. Never cease to be amazed, in spite of winter's call, that family we have raised has grown up strong and tall. The autumn stillness makes me feel that winter has its own appeal, and now the seasons have unfurled a beautiful world. Beautiful world, such a beautiful world.
Bing Crosby, Gilbert Bacon wrote that. That was recorded in early 77. Bing was gone. This is his closing chapter. Rod McKeown, the music of the star on the Civic Media Radio Network.
April people try to smile even when they're sad, 'cause they know behind the rainbow things can't be that bad. April people, all lonely, that's the general rule. And more than once, a lonely heart made an April fool. Born in April, sad of heart, you're a lonesome child. You could make the sunshine with even half a smile. April people live for love, nothing else will do. So come along, take my hand. I was born in April too. Born in April, sad of heart, you're such a lonesome child. You could make the sunshine with even half a smile. April people live for love, nothing else will do. So come along, take my hand. I was born in April too.
I would be again. Oh, if I could live April again. If only I could live April again. How happy I would be again. The early morning rain falling on my window makes me think of you again. I pretend that you're here with me, and though it seems like April again,
it's not the same.
It's not the same. Oh, if I could live April again. If only I could live April again. How happy I would be again. Flowers that we save, pressed between the pages of the book, have turned to gray. But still I close my eyes and hold them, and know that it's not April again.
It seems that way.
It seems that way. If I could live April again, if only I could live April again, how happy I would be again. Oh, if I could live April again, if only I could live April again.
That wonderful old Jolson song, April Showers. Yes, it is.
Frank Sinatra on a radio air check. with the Dorsey Band.
Azdrother anymore! Now, thank you, Professor Pootwaddle, and now I should sing a little song, April Showers. I believe I'm in voice. Delightfully in voice. When April showers, she never closes the curtain. Maybe I better start again. When April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that boom and blay, a bale of hay. The other day, a very funny thing happened the other day. I was walking down the street, and I saw a man run over himself. Yes, he did. Here's how it happened. He picked me up in his car, and we went to the corner, and we stopped, and he said, "Would you run across the street and mail this letter?" I said, "No." So he ran over himself. That's a killer! And when it's raining, have no regret, because it isn't raining rain, you see. It's raining violets. That's better than hailing taxicabs. I won't drive it. Yellow cab driver. And when you see clouds up on a hill, you'll see they're just clouds of diffodals. A daffodil, a defodoo, a doofa-whiff, a whiff-and-poops. Whiff-and-poops. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Wrong animal. So keep on looking for the bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers, April, how I love it. The spring and picnics and the birds and the bees. Speaking of bees, did you hear about the bee who married a doorbell? They had a humdinger. They come to home. That's a shower?
No, that's not Spike Jones. It's Doodles Weaver. Music of the Stars. Dave Chambliss next. Music of the Stars, Dave Chambliss, what a band.
When April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So when it's raining, have no regret. Because it isn't raining rain, you know, it's raining violets. And when you see clouds upon the hill. You know they'll bring crowds of daffodils. So just keep looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come along.
The Music of the Stars. Good morning. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is... Tell you more in a minute. But stand by for news next on the Columbia Broadcasting System. Good morning, Madison. WMDX. I got a Madison guy for you next. Dean Elliott. Here's Dean Elliott out of Madison. Rondell High Noon. High Noon. Right, a weather forecast to him. Good morning, Eau Claire. WCFW. Oh, now you want to know who Dean Elliott is. Okay. Name is William Bunt. You don't know, like in baseball. Birthday, May 11th. Ouch, that hurt.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Roman Catholic faithful have begun visiting the tome of Pope Francis. CBS's Bradley Blackburn hears from Vatican expert Frank Rocca on what's next.
Preparations are now underway for the conclave that will choose the next pope and the direction of the Catholic Church.
Certainly every conclave is a referendum on continuity or change. Francis at this moment is on the political losing side. The causes that he espoused, defensive advocacy for migrants, care for the environment, for the poor, these sorts of things are not fashionable right now.
The conclave is likely to begin next week.
President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky met privately in Rome, with Zelensky saying,
"So it's about how to bring peace closer, and we want to continue such meetings."
Police in Canada say a car struck revelers at a street festival, killing at least 9 people and injuring an unknown number of others. They do not believe it's terrorism. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.